not far from the Armand Isard Correctional Facility, Coruscant. Under an assumed name, Winter rented quarters in the residential building nearest the prison in which Valen was being held, in which Valen was stored, since someone frozen in carbonite needed only monitoring, not a cell and sustenance. The prison itself was an artifact of early Imperial-era architecture. Surrounded by a comparatively narrow plaza, which would serve as a kill zone for guards should prisoners escape, it consisted of a tall, tiered single building with an exercise yard surrounded by 15-meter walls, all made of black synthstone. Synthstone towers with sniper's nests rose from the corners. Spotlights bright enough to give a sunburn to a target 50 meters away were mounted atop the towers and at intervals along the walls. Otherwise, the only bright points to be seen were on the upper reaches of the building, where lit viewports indicated the quarters of the warden and senior officers. It was a place of gloom and oppression, and the dark-meld conspirators' new quarters looked down upon it from a distance of half a kilometer. In those viewports, Jaina's team placed holocams with powerful zoom functions. On nearby desks and tables were banks of monitors for the holocams deployed to watch Seth Helen. Monitoring had been reasonably successful. Using holocam-equipped mouse droids, holocams surreptitiously mounted on government buildings surrounding the prison, and even data feeds stolen from surveillance satellites, the team had not only watched Seth perform his workman deception, but had used a mouse droid to follow the rogue Jedi to his temporary quarters, a kilometer from their own stakeout. All the dark-meld conspirators took shifts at the stakeout quarters, even Jaina, when she felt she was safe in sneaking away from Dab for a few hours. She had done so this night, and she and Jag shared duty at the monitors. Jaina looked up from the screen, displaying the notes the others had been keeping. "His timing is as steady as public transportation on Kuat." Jag, leaning back in his chair with his eyes closed, nodded.
"Seems to be. The 8 hours prior to dawn, he's in his workman disguise, mostly underground in front of the prison. The next 8 hours, he's at his quarters, presumably asleep. The next 8 hours we can't reliably track yet, but he seems to use them to acquire gear and maybe get in touch with contacts.
We need to find out what he's doing in front of the prison. Digging a tunnel? Planting high explosives? Surely he's not that crazy."
"We do." Jag rubbed his eyes and then looked at Jaina. "Armand Isard? Any relation to Isan Isard?"
"Her father. She sent him to prison, not this prison." Isan Isard was one of the officers who had acted as temporary rulers of the Empire after Palpatine had died. Earlier in her career, she had won a private power struggle with her equally treacherous father. He had been executed. She had replaced him as Director of Imperial Intelligence. I think it was some sort of act of malicious humor rather than contrition on her part to name a prison after him. Bureaucratic inertia has kept it from being renamed, or repainted, or torn down.
"Well, the New Republic only conquered Coruscant, what, 36 years ago? The century's still young."
He waved the subject away.
"At dawn, when Seth leaves, Winter and I are going to do just what you said. See what he's been doing down there."
"Good.
Got a question for you."
"All right.
What do you think about bringing Mirax into this?"
Jaina sat back and considered.
"Well, she has skills, useful contacts, some funds, and plenty of motivation."
"Right.
But she'd need to keep it a secret from Corrin. He's her husband, a former security investigator, and a Jedi Master. A hard man to keep secrets from."
"Also right.
And she and Corrin are very, very busy right now."
That was an understatement. Each of the senior Horns was doing everything possible to free Valen from his carbonite imprisonment and return him to the Jedi Order for evaluation. Corrin was calling in favors from his careers before joining the Jedi, from veterans of Corellian Security and Starfighter Command. The latter offered more possibility of success, because many of his colleagues from his piloting days were now senior officers in the Galactic Alliance military. But so far, they had demonstrated little effectiveness in this task, as the military officers and other government leaders supporting Valen's sentence were even more powerful. Mirax, similarly, was cashing in favors she had accumulated over the years, but her contacts, chiefly traders and smugglers, were having even less luck than Corrin's.
Jaina had seen Corrin several times at the temple since Valen's sentencing, and it was clear that, as much as he tried to spare his fellow Jedi the pain he felt, he was suffering. Mirax had to be in similar shape.